do a roll call, Jeff?
Sure. Susie Biancamano.
Here.
Angela Fucheri.
Here.
Dave Edgington.
Here.
Hema De Silva. Absent. Jason Griffin. You're here, Jason.
Here.
Corinne Halliday.
Emma's here.
Here.
Emma is here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hema, you're here, sorry. Evelyn Payson.
She was having trouble getting on. She was texting me, and I told her it wasn't her, it was you, so I might just give her a minute.
Okay, I do see that she's trying to join now. It says joining for next to her name, so. Kathy Sabo is here, and Phil Sabo is here, and we have some other people in the room. Ed Bader is here, our tax collector. I see Brian Smith is here. He's a Lake Hayward membership. And Peggy Krepecki is here, Lake Hayward membership. Is anybody else here? I can't get everybody on my screen because I'm on my iPad, so I can't see everybody.
That's it.
That's it?
You got it.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Thanks, Kat.
Yep.
Can we have a motion to skip reading the minutes from January 17th and accept them?
I'll make that motion.
Okay.
Any discussion? Okay, all in favor, raise your hand. Ange. I couldn't see your hand, thank you. Motion carries. Next item is public comment. I think we have two publics. Do you guys have anything that you'd like to discuss, ask, or anything, Brian or Peggy? Take yourself off mute, Brian.
Minimize my window. No, I'm just a new resident, just learning, just joining me.
Glad you did. Thank you.
Just observing. Thank you.
Good. Always good to have new spaces. So there's no other public comment then, right? Okay. President's report. A couple items. I think I forwarded all of you concerns from one of the residents about disbanding the safety community, and I guess he thought we were disbanding safety entirely, so once I let him know that we were not disbanding safety entirely, he was fine with that. I did get an email today that I haven't answered yet about someone on Glimmer Glen that wants to know if they can put a second story on their cottage, but we just go by the town rules, right? Okay,
yeah.
so that's how I'm going to respond to that. And I did send the letter out to Bonnie Sidell, as we talked about at the last meeting. And then I have other stuff, but we'll come later in this meeting. So that's all that I have for President's report. Anybody have any questions? Okay. So let's move on to the financial report. Ed, you want to go ahead?
Yes. Do you hear that?
Yes.
Okay. We are down to, there are seven, property owners who have not paid their taxes. Seven of those have gone into collection, and the other two are relatively small amounts that I'm dealing with. So, and the collection process will take anywhere from 1 to 3 months as it rolls through the notice process. And the amount is a little less than $4,000. That's it.
Thank you. Our temporary treasurer, Jason, you sent out all the reports. Does anybody have any questions on those reports for Jason?
No.
Thanks for doing that, Jason.
Yep. The only thing I want to say, too, is that I did add a website. If you go under financials, the financial end, it's always been sort of confusing that our budgets don't show up on the website. It's always the proposed budget of all these years. Actually, a clean copy of each year's budget, of just that year's budget. So there's like this year's and then next year's, just the budget listed. And it's a clean copy. So take a look at it when you get a chance under the financials tab. It says approved budget.
Okay.
and it's just a clean version of the budget for the year.
On the website, Lacey?
I'm sorry?
On the website?
Yeah, on the Lacey website. Yeah. I think it's just easier if members ever want to go look. It's just, it's not all like up to date of what expenses we've done, but it's just the budget.
Right.
Good. Thanks for doing that.
Yep.
Anything else for the treasurer? Interim treasurer, I should say.
Yep.
Well, I do have a quick question about the mowing contract. Do you want to talk about it now, or do you want me to wait for my property thing?
Why don't we just wait for properties?
Okay.
Okay, so thank you, Jason. So we'll move on to committee reports. Bylaw is the first on our list. So I know that our bylaw and budget chair people are in Hawaii in a helicopter right now. But they did report in that I guess Lisa Hover has done the revisions that we requested. So I don't know, is there any more questions up on the bylaws, or are we good with what we proposed?
Well, I did ask some questions, but I can put it in an email to them then if they're not here. I thought we were going to talk about it tonight, but I can put it in an email.
Well, they didn't realize they had scheduled this helicopter ride at the same time as the meeting, and they were all apologetic, but
no.
I can't say I blame them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you don't mind just putting it in an email.
Sure.
Well, with the bylaws being brought up now, posed a question about, you know, I talked to Jim Ventress about the house, the double-story house, and we got another one on Glimmer Glen. Is this something we could put in our bylaws? I said, we have fences, we have sheds, we have all this stuff. Is that something that we should look into? Or is it just a town thing? I don't know. Do we want to put it in the bylaws? Can we put it in the bylaws?
I think the town zoning rules would take the lead on that, Phil.
Agreed.
You can't override the town zoning regulations.
Right.
Okay, but I mean, again, with that being said, I understand that, but, you know, we have rules that we can't put fences up. I don't know how these rules are made and how they follow.
Well, the town doesn't regulate fences, do they?
No, but I think
I don't think so. So that could be the difference. I don't know exactly, but
right.
That's the difference between the fences.
They regulate heights of fences and so on.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the, oh, God, it just totally lost the difference. That we do that, the blight ordinance, you know, we can't put a blight ordinance because the town doesn't have a blight ordinance, so we can't enforce it.
Gotcha.
Okay, so is there any other things for bylaws besides what Kathy's going to put an email and copy all of us? No? Okay. Budget committee, so Lori Zorak has offered to chair the budget committee. She was on it last year, and I think she's really good at it. She also had interest from David Spencer, which some of you know. I don't know him. And Lisa, she lives on Hayfield, and her last name is longer than mine. It begins with S-O-B-E-L. No, it's like Sova Stanovich or something. It's longer than mine. So Lori has talked with both of them, and she thinks that they would be a good fit. So if that all pans out, then we should have our budget committee formed because it's three people plus the treasurer. That would be great.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I know. I'm really happy about that.
Yeah.
Moving on to the dam committee, Hugh has pretty much kept us in the loop email-wise of everything going on. I did ask him if he wanted to join us tonight, but I never heard back, so I think they can just be rest assured that him and the committee have everything where it needs to be and are, you know, marching along with all that dam stuff. Unless, Corinne, you know anything else that we should know about it, or?
Um,
No, I mean, the only comment I would make is he's always still looking for companies that would be interested in looking at the job. So,
last thing I heard, he had three companies, and two of them have responded that they did want to take a look at it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know if there'll be any more than that. So that's the damn damn news. The next category is events. Ms. DeAngelo.
Hi, I shared a PDF of the calendar, or the draft calendar that Evan and I have been working diligently on. I don't know if anyone had any questions after reviewing it. I thought that was more efficient than me reading the calendar to you.
you did have the golf tournament listed twice. I don't know if you know that.
So I think that we put the time for the pavilion reservation and then a time for the golf tournament, or did I have two different dates?
You have two different dates, but I mean, it doesn't matter because you won't know until the golf course opens anyway, but I just happened to notice that.
All right, I'll take a look at that, because I know I put two times on the day that you wanted it, one to reserve the pavilion for the cookout part, and then the other time of the actual tournament, but I will check that. Thank you for checking.
I'm pretty sure you had it on the week before. And
I'm pretty sure July 31st.
Yeah, July 31st and the one before. Okay. And so, are you guys settled on the calendar now with Mike? Has that all been resolved?
No, I think we're set. Mike wanted us to try and connect it first, and we wanted to wait till the meeting. So now that we talked to you guys, I guess Angela, you want to
Yeah. So we put everything in a draft calendar, and I just assumed that we'd be able to publish that calendar. It was important to him that it was not attached to anyone's name, but to either the events or the webmaster. So we're going to have to copy and paste everything over, which in one hand is tedious, but on the other hand, I think Evelyn and I are always going to need a draft calendar because I don't want things to go live when we're changing things and moving things until it's had board approval. So I just have to figure out if there's a way that I could export it all from one to the other without just copying and pasting the events from one calendar.
No, I think we can. And if we can't do it, Computer Connection will do it for us.
Okay.
But I think we can. That's why I didn't know if you wanted to try it. Share it. I don't know. He said it in his email. I'll find the email.
Okay.
I have one thing on Angela I haven't told you. Outriggers.
Okay.
The lead guy's wife is ill. So he wanted to give me a heads up. Depends on how things go.
Okay.
They may have to cancel. That he won't know for a few months.
Okay. And Evelyn and I think do have a couple of things that are still in the works. I know I reached out to Vintage. We only found two food trucks last year that would come without charging or without a minimum. And both of them were East Haddam businesses. So we have Rustic Street took one of the 3 days that we had banned when I reached out to them. And I'm going back and forth with Vintage now to see, or Vintage, sorry, to see if they could take a few of those days. So there are a few things that are still in the works, but that's pretty much the bulk of it. And we'll get it over to the website if the board approves it and has no questions or concerns. Yeah.
If you're looking for a food truck on a specific night, if you want to get it to me, I know we had Munchie's food truck before, and I know they'd probably come back without charging us.
Yeah, they wouldn't last year when I reached out to them because you mentioned them last year.
Oh. A lot of them want either a guaranteed amount or for us to make up the difference. And we
if they're going to give up a night at a brewery or a vineyard to come to us, they're going to say that they have to make a certain amount of money. And if the membership doesn't show up, then it comes out of the budget. And that's where it's just been kind of stingy. And I'm like, nope. So that's why we stuck with those two last year.
Did you try Oz and Bones?
I think we did, and I think Cousins Lobster last year said that they would come without charging without a minimum,
but then they were supposed to hold a date for us, and then they said that they didn't have a date, so there was a mess up there. So I, after that, I just didn't reach out to them again this year. But that was the, that was the only other one that didn't have that minimum.
Well, plus they wanted the whole day.
Right, they wanted to be there the entire day, like not just a few hours.
Like
they wanted
12 to 9.
Yeah, but that's not a problem, is it?
Yeah, that didn't bother me. They gave me the date I wanted.
Yeah.
They were supposed to hold a date, and they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that, Cousin Foster or Cousin Bones?
Cousin Foster.
Oh.
I'd have to look back to my notes for Cousin Bones. I know I did reach out to them, but I don't remember why I didn't have them last year.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Are you still looking for...
anything else?
Are you still looking for food trucks?
We have a couple of bands that we don't have a food truck for, which you don't have to have a food truck for every band. I think the food trucks do okay when there's a band or something else going on. So we're looking at those dates first. So if anyone has anyone, you can send it to me again. I have a long list of all the people. I just don't have it memorized that we have reached out to and what their answers were. So if you give me someone that we haven't tried, I will gladly reach out and see what they could do.
Yes. Get Stuffed food truck.
Okay.
John Allegra's brother. So, I mean, he might. I don't see why he wouldn't, but I don't know how busy he is in the summer. So, you can reach out to him, I guess. Or I can call him if you want, whatever you want.
Okay. I'll look for the info. Thank you.
Angela, can you set it up the date you're actually looking for someone?
Sure.
I'll reach out to the Munchies myself because I work with the guy that...
Right, and if you have a connection, I might give you a different answer.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. I might be able to get...
All right, and on the calendar itself, I have a couple of things. I'm only seeing like 5 months there. Are we going to put more April,
yeah,
May?
Yeah, those are just really the summer dates. So once we, as things get added and taken away, but those are the things that where Ev and I are really busy. And we did put things on there, like when things are allowed on the boat racks, when they come off the boat racks, when Phil closes the porta potties, like all of those things,
yeah.
In addition to events and meetings, have been added to the calendar.
Okay.
The date that we switched from one trash pickup to two and then back again, like all those kinds of things.
There's a letter.
Right, so we kind of have all of that on there as well, which I don't think we've done in the past.
Okay.
But we thought that that was more efficient use of the website and the calendar.
All right. And one other question I have is, I'm going to go with Saturday, August 6th. It goes 7 p.m. It has J.J. Martin's, and that's all I'm seeing on it. I have no idea what kind of that is.
I have to update that. That is a band that one of our members is paying for.
Okay. All right. Let's. I've been here for 20 years. I kind of know what things are, but there's a lot of people that I don't want to say if it's abbreviated or if it's not spelled out. I don't know if that could. I don't know. I'm just giving you my opinion.
Yeah. So it won't be on the website. I think it's the best because I made it a PDF. But it had to like fit in the little box. So it'll read the full thing on the website. And what I did this year too, which I hope people are not opposed to, is I put on the event besides the time, I put who the contact person is. So again, if it's an event that, Dave's running and the person has a question about like cribbage, like I don't know anything about cribbage. So if they have a question, like they know to email Dave. So we've put that on each event this year too, just so if there is a person that's running it, that the membership knows who to reach out to if they have questions, if they want to help out, that they know who's running it.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anybody have anything else about events?
Are we good to go from what you guys see?
Yes, good.
I thought it looked good, yeah.
Okay.
Let's have a fun summer.
Okay.
Let's go.
Yep, until that COVID stays away.
Yeah. Let's hope for late Labor Days this year, huh?
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. So I just got a text from Tim going stepping back to the dam. He's teaching at the firehouse tonight. The dam update. two of the three vendors solicited have expressed preliminary interest in working on the dam repair project. Each has been provided an overview scope of the project. Until the weather breaks, not much is happening until the committee can schedule a site visit. So that's where that stands.
Thank you.
Well, Evelyn, do we have any geek news?
We always have geek news. So, I saw two of them fly over today, and I'm like, what are they doing here? Why aren't they south? And I guess because our winters have been warmer, some of them have gotten lazy and choose not to be a snowbird and sticking around here instead. But anyway, I bought a trail camera at the suggestion of our goose lady, Nutmeg Farms, so that I can track when the geese are here, what time they come in, what time they leave. I only bought one for now. I tested it. It's pretty cool. You know, it's motion-based, and it puts it on an SD card. I do need to mount it. They said the biggest drawback of these cameras is people stealing them. So,
where did it go? Like at the top of the pavilion? On the...
I was going to ask, because I know we're not supposed to nail anything to the pavilion, but since we already have cameras there for security, if we could put one there, see how it works, and then I'll order the other two for second beach and third beach and figure out where to put those.
Well, and the rule about nailing anything to the pavilion is really about people renting the pavilion and just putting up all these, you know, posters and nails and staples and if it's something board approved and for the association, I don't think we have to worry about that.
Evelyn, what about at First Beach where the Lake Harry Club sign is? You have those two telephone poles coming out of the ground. You could mount it to the top of the telephone pole looking out at the beach. You get a pretty good view from there.
Can you come back, Dave?
May.
That's why
I think you can mount it.
It can't be too high because I have to get up there and get the SD card.
Okay.
In other words, no higher than 3 feet.
Well,
I
can win a ladder. Yeah. Or I just
thought that might be a nice location. It's kind of central to the beach and you get a nice broad view of the waterfront.
It could, I mean, it's good. It's battery operated. Yes. But like I said, I have to be able to go in and switch SD cards.
Okay.
So that I can take it back and bring it here and look at the pictures on my laptop.
Even if you put it on the pavilion somewhere, you'd have to have a ladder to access it anyway. Yes.
I just thought, I mean, I don't know how far those security cameras go that are in the pavilion. Can they see down to the beach?
Probably not clearly.
That's why I thought, at least for that one, and then we'll figure out where to put the ones that second and third. And might need properties help.
I'll be there for you.
And,
properties was in sunny Florida.
No.
We just got back today.
Are you there?
Sorry.
I think that's it. I mean, once I get an idea of when they're here, then I can set up a schedule with Nutmeg Farms to come out and start harassing and. We'll start looking for nests.
They're coming, Evelyn. I see them flying north right now.
And those are the ones that aren't lazy.
Yeah, those are Carolina geese.
my nightmares.
Thanks, Evelyn. Corinne, Lake and Water Quality. I started for the last minute, but I sent you guys the solitude contract this morning. It's still is pretty reasonably priced this year at $10,000. We had a Zoom call last week with our new rep, our news rep, who's our project manager, as they call him, for the sole purpose of talking to them about getting our permit amended so that we can treat down, you know, into the boat launch in front of where Adam and Evelyn's homes and docks are. They've got us somewhat restricted down there. The reason they do that is because of some insects
back into Marsh, just so you know the history of why we fight with them about it. It's off and on over the years. I know I was told by Tim initially when you all started the weed treatments way back when that that was an argument that we subsequently won, but still an argument we had to have. So, you know, I promised Evelyn we'd stay on top of this. Tim Pelton was in on the call. Wolf Cost, Rachel Mosier. If we had a good conversation, they know what the problem is. They promised to go back. They're going to have to go back to DEEP every year just to renew our part of our contract, our permit. So they have promised to try to get that done, and I promised to bother them every week about it. Having said that, every year, because of the cost of the contract, I have to ask you all to raise competitive bidding, which they hold the permit for our treatment. We're at the third year of our three-year permit, so to try to go out and to bid this out right now anyways could mean no permit to treat, and we don't have a treatment this year. But having said that, we still need to vote on waiving the competitive bidding for this year because the size of the contract is more than $5,000.
I made a motion to waive the competitive bidding for our Solitude contract this year.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Can I just ask a question?
Not
going to be in favor. What is the price increase from last year, Chris?
I have to run again. Okay. It's maybe $400 to $500.
Okay. Yep, I was just curious about that. So go
ahead. Now this is down from if you remember 2019 when they did not get our permit along with Lake Pocatopog. They subsequently fired two of their employees because of all that. Right. We were paying up to $14,000 a year.
Right.
And before they backed down, doing us a favor, and they really just kind of been working up from there now, so that's
okay.
A good thing.
Great.
Okay.
Okay.
Any other questions or discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Is any opposed? I can't see everybody. No. Okay. Motion carries.
Okay.
Thank you. And I'll get, and well, you can sign that then, Cindy, and we'll get together with that. Okay. I'll drop it off. Okay, there's biodetention basin. I'll start, but Ed is Ed has really been the key player in this as far as being in touch with DEEP and our engineer, Carl, who's working on this. We did meet the other day with the gentleman from DEEP who oversees grants, and he wanted to see exactly what we were doing. And I thought it was a very good meeting. He was very impressed, as a lot of these people are, by the volunteers that we have going on, the work we've done with our watershed management plan, et cetera. So he seems very happy with what we've got going on as far as meeting the requirements for the grant that we received. Ed, did you want to add something to?
He raised a couple of comments in an email, Carl, but I think Carl has responded appropriately. It's not very big. He just asked why we weren't, how much riprap we were going to use down in the basin. We're just trying to use the minimal amount of riprap so that on a periodic basis, when we have to dig out the basin from all the sediment, it's easier to dig out if there's just soil down there and not rocks. So, and I think he responded to Eric Thomas's questions, and hopefully that will satisfy Eric.
And is it March 6th, at least on Sunday, we'll be meeting folks from the Conservation Commission, correct, Dan?
Yeah, the Inland Wetlands Commission, they're doing a site visit on Sunday, March 6th in the morning. They haven't given us we're number two on their site visit, so we'll be down there at some point on Sunday morning to show them what we're doing.
Okay, I have a couple of questions.
Yeah.
What can we help you with?
Well, the detention basin was one of my questions. Is it's got to be cleaned out every so often. How often do we have to clean it out?
It really depends on how much sediment builds up in the basin. I mean, for the most part, it's really hard to tell. I mean, one of the things that Grant and I have discussed with the engineer and with the deep is the fact we would try and get the abutting properties upstream to stop dumping all their leaves and all their junk in the dry creek. And we can see if we can get them to agree not to do that. And that will minimize the amount of, because all of that, in a heavy, heavy rain, a lot of that is leaves that will just slow down. I think probably initially when we talked with Carl, the engineer, Carl Asimovich, it was about every 3 years that we have to dig. We may have to dig it out, we have to wait and see. It really depends on how heavy the rains are, and whether or not we can get people abutting the stream to not stop dumping in there.
Okay, and secondly, who's going to monitor this and take care of it? Yeah, there you go. We're putting something in place, but we don't have a plan.
We do have a plan. The engineer will come up and he can be part of the, and he will develop a maintenance plan of what we need to do on a three-year basis. Just as we would do when we do the dam, he will come up with a plan as to what we need to do relative to the maintenance.
I think the question is who, not when, right? So
that's right. Well, there's both. I mean, he already answered the one, but now it's who.
Okay.
Who? Who's
right.
Going to monitor this?
Well,
is that properties?
Yeah,
is it water quality?
Water quality. Well, it could be water quality. Yeah, we can. The other issue we have with this is the amount of sediment that's flowing in the two concrete bunkers behind the pavilion. Those have to be. They're behind the pavilion.
Okay.
Those may have to be cleaned out. And I think what we were hoping that we could do is get the town to clean them out, as when they go along and do the storm sewer clean out periodically, that they would clean those tanks out at the same time. But we don't have a commitment from the town to do that. And we don't know exactly how frequently the town is going to is cleaning out the storm sewers.
They've done it in the past, that the town has, when I was doing properties, the town has done it in the past.
They will try to get something in writing, Bill, so that we know that the town will take responsibility. If the town doesn't take responsibility, whoever the contractor that they use for cleaning out the two concrete tanks, we will want to see what it would cost to clean them out on a periodic basis. I don't know that they have to be cleaned out every year. It depends how much sediment settles in those tanks.
I would think that retention pond is going to help reduce the amount of sediment going into those two copper dams.
Right. Very definitely. So we hope that it wouldn't be very much, and the basin will help dramatically reduce the amount of, and the spit that's coming out of the lake that we've you can see.
Just a thought, if it's going to be part of water quality, we might want to build into the budget money to help pay for that mucking out.
Yeah, when he talks about a basin, and correct me if I'm wrong, Ed, it's more of you dig out some of the ground and then topsoil comes in and grass is planted. So it's not an ongoing pond.
No,
it's a grass basin that would then start to level up over time. You would just dig it out again, throw some grass.
Yeah, well, when we see the sediment, when we see the sediment building up above the grass bottom, the family would be to do it. But right now, we don't know exactly. I would say normally it would be somewhere between every 3 to 5 years you'd have to dig it out, but certainly not any more frequently than not every year.
So that probably isn't something that we need to put in the budget this year.
In the future, we'll put it into probably. Let's wait and see what we get, and then when we get to a point where we need it, and probably not in the 2022-23 budget either.
All right, Jason, you had a question.
It's never going to be the sort of thing where it's like, oh my God, we've got to clean this out next month. It might be like, hey, you know, we got to plan it for the budget a year out or a year or two out. We have biodetention stuff behind our house on Wildwood, and I think in the 20 years we've lived here, the town's only cleaned it twice. So this really could be something that really is just, it does depend on how much rain and storm and all that sort of stuff. So I don't think it's going to be a thing we're going to be dealing with all the time. It should just be something that's very occasional.
Thank you. Angela?
But I do think we need to have some kind of plan, like thinking about the expense coming up, you know, with potential dam repairs. And now if this is going to have to be every couple of years, I don't think that it should just be the year before it's due that we're putting, because we have no idea, like we don't have a ballpark of what that would cost every 3 to 5 years. So I think we need to have an idea of what that might be and not wait until 12 months before to add it into the budget, because that could be a lot of money that you're asking memberships for and changing your budget drastically if we're putting in expenses for dam repairs and now this within the next 3 years. So I think that's kind of what Phil might have been getting at, and I think it's important that we're mindful of that as we move forward.
I think Angela makes a good point. I think, however, the big expenses can be the actual first initial building of the whole area and taking down the trees, et cetera. I would assume the digging out of it is going to be something very minimal, you know, in the $1,000, $2,000 range, something like that. It's not going to be $20,000 or $15,000. But, you know, who knows?
Like, I have no idea what such a thing is, right?
You
like,
could ask someone to tell us what could be at the expense in the future.
I think we will wait until we see how the biodetention basin operates and what the level of buildup is in the bottom and see how long. It may be, it could be longer than 3 years, it could be 4 years, 5 years. I don't think if we can get some kind of agreement from the abutting property owners not to dump their grass clippings and their weeds in that dry creek, then I think we'll have a better chance of keeping the amount of sediment that's moved into the detention basin.
It's always good to have a price in mind, though, moving forward, so I understand that.
Yeah.
Just to get a ballpark figure.
And whose responsibility is it going to be? I think we got to need to talk about this at another meeting, maybe, as, you know, who's going to be watching this thing.
Right.
You know, we got to have a plan in place. You do stuff, and sometimes these things kind of go by the wayside and get forgotten. And I think
the lake quality has really been committed to this particular project. So I think the lake committee will be responsible for monitoring that, just as we monitor water and all the other things in the lake and all the water testing.
Okay, great.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Any
other questions for Chris?
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Corinne.
Thank you, Corinne.
Nominating committee. I don't have anybody yet. But I will.
It's early.
Yeah. Well, last year I was late, so I'm not going to be late. I don't know about that yet. Properties.
I got a little bit. The mowing contract, I'm still having a little issue with the mowing contract. Jason, you did send me a contract, but it talks about Exhibit A. I have no idea what Exhibit A is.
Okay.
The contract is not signed, but it does give dates. Is that something normal, that we don't need to sign these contracts, or?
I just looked for a copy of the contract. There probably is a signed one somewhere, too. I just found one that had the actual contract that was used.
All right. Do you know what Exhibit A is?
I overlooked that. I'll probably have to look for the Exhibit A and find out what that was. It wasn't in my mind. I just saw that. I didn't read the contract. I just found it and sent it to you. So right. I'll have to check for that Exhibit A part.
Well, I mean, the contract is up at the end of April. So I will be, you know, I'm going to be, I'd like to get the sooner the better with him to see what I can do for a contract. And again, I think I'm going to be coming to the board to waive, what's the word I'm looking for?
Waive the bidding.
I like the guy. He does a fantastic job. Depending on, I have no idea what his price is. The one I see in the contract, it was $12,270, but I know Jason said it was a little bit more than that. It was almost a little over $15,000 for last year. So I'm going into this blind, and I really don't want to look like an idiot when I talk to this guy.
I believe it was more because there were some non-contract things in there about some cleaning of extra trees that came down and whatnot.
Yep.
That's why it was more than the contract.
Well, there was, I know in the in you had said that they cleaned some of the right-of-ways and charges for those. That should be in the contract. That's why I need Exhibit A to see what he signed. What was in that Exhibit A? Because I know he charged for a couple of the right-of-ways. He's not supposed to.
I think trees came down in the right-of-ways. That was part of it. There was a tree near Ridgewood or something that came down in right-of-ways.
Oh, yeah, I took care of that one.
That wouldn't be part of the normal cleanup of, like, cleaning brush and mowing. I'm not sure.
All
that's
right.
Just...
I all right, well, that. Right. I'd like to get this thing, you know, I'd like to get this thing going with him. You know, get some kind of contract. I want to get on a monthly plan instead of a pay-as-he-goes. Makes budgeting easier, in my opinion. But thank you. I talked to Jim Ventris about the house that was built, the two-story there. He said he went out, he measured the house, and his measurements came up that they are still under the height restriction of the town.
Really?
So.
35 feet?
Pardon me?
35 feet?
It's not even that
much. I think that's the restriction. It's 35 or something.
The restriction is 28.
Ah.
And he's saying that's 24. Okay. I'm almost positive that's what he's... That it's 28 feet, and that's 24.
Okay.
We are having... I'll let you guys know we are having a little issue on 255 Lakeshore. Small little issue with the guys putting in a new shed.
That's
you. All right. Well, I'm just letting my board members know that we have a little issue. That there were some markers there, but they weren't in the right spot. So we talked about it. We moved them back. He moved them back. And I think everything. I don't think the shed is there yet, though, right?
Not yet. No, the winters came along.
All right, that's good.
My plan is with the zoning.
Yep.
That he's had is just the kind of the same footprint as where the old shed was.
Right.
Not encroaching it further.
Right.
Yeah, the guy came down and put the markings too far. The shed, the pad will be 10x14. The shed is 8x12.
Right. Like I said, we've been in contact. We're doing fantastic with communication. I did have a few phone calls from people at the lake about it, so I'm just relaying what I know about the issue. That's all. So it's all going well so far. I want to keep it
going. Yeah, we'll open next week or two. We'll start up again.
All right. So I have.
See a shed there.
So I have.
Thank you, Phil.
Thanks, Phil.
How are we doing on technology?
I think we're good.
Yeah.
You got me in today.
No, I think the migration took longer than we thought because he just setting things up with Google. The one issue that we are having right now is our tax exemption. We keep sending it to them. They don't see it as an official tax exemption certificate, even though we have said, read this, highlighted this sentence. When you're dealing with a company like Google, you're not really dealing with real people. You know, it's more artificial intelligence, and they say, well, you didn't check this box. Well, there's no box to check because it's not an official tax exempt certificate. So he's still working on that. He's tried to call. He can't get through. I don't know. I think the next thing that we need to try is Google Meet and get away from Zoom because we'd pay for that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think Kathy said she was going to try that the next time, but we paid for a year.
Oh, okay. And
matter of fact, we just paid. I just paid.
Oh, no.
It's not that much.
It's only $140, so we might as well just continue to use it since we paid for it, right? I mean, we try to go to Google Meet if it makes you happy, but...
We should plan ahead for next year, you know.
Yeah.
Next December, start thinking about it, so...
The whole thing was to be cheaper and
right. We were going to save that. We were going to save that money. We were going to save that Google, the Zoom fee. That was part of why we migrated over as well.
I guess we will next year.
Can we take that check back, Jason, at all?
I mean, we might be able to get a
retroactive
thing back or something, you know. I mean, we wouldn't have had the meeting tonight on Zoom if it wasn't paid, so.
Oh, I wish I had known.
We could have done it tonight on Google Meet,
We could have done it on Google Meet, yep.
$140 a year.
$140 a year. Can we save the pro rate?
$10 a month, guys. Come on, okay. That's ridiculous. Yeah. Okay. You know, it doesn't hurt. I can call them and say, hey, you know, blah, blah, blah. If we canceled, would you prove it? I can find out. Okay. You know. But let's say we have Google Meet working. Maybe we do one month on Google Meet and then figure, yeah, this works good. Right. We'll get rid of Zoom. Yeah, we should test it. Next month, do Google Meet.
Okay.
Is that okay, Kathy?
Yep, that sounds good.
Okay.
I think that's it. Is everybody okay with Google?
Yeah, Evelyn, as a testing person, you know, I was the last one to sign up for this thing, but it is actually easy to use.
Okay.
You're not ahead, love.
I didn't want to tell you, but when I tried to print my agenda, it said I'm in a view-only mode. Like,
yep. Okay.
I don't know. I gotta work on that.
Well, that would be from my end. Are you, so if you're view only, will let you print it?
No.
If she's view only, she should be able to print it. There are advanced settings that you could keep people from printing it if you want to, but I don't know if you accidentally did that or...
No, I didn't go into the advanced settings. I just did the...
Because
the view only... The view only...
The screenshot is printed that way.
That's what I have right here.
The view only is for, you know, just so people don't go in there and start changing it on you. You know,
yeah,
I know. Edit it.
But that's what I'm in. So can you change me?
I will see. I'm going to see why it won't print on the view only.
I was able to print.
And yeah, mine's allowing me to print too.
Okay.
I was able to print on view only.
Okay.
All right, well, let me go over it again before I cause all that trouble.
Then you have tech problems. You can't even get constant contact emails either.
He just mentioned on the phone with me today about a Reno.
And I use Google all day long for work, but nothing intricate.
So,
funny. Yeah, I don't know. I have all kinds of issues. Those are the least of my problems.
Right.
Is there, okay, so technology, I think, but thanks, Evelyn.
Brent has a question.
No, when you get to the other, I forgot to mention something, like quality, that's all. Okay, we're at other.
Okay, last Saturday, the East Town Lake Association was just a little group that was formed for the Three Lakes to get together and talk about things. Myself, Ed came with us, and two other women were there to represent the Three Lakes in a hearing about the budget with the board. This was just with the Board of Select people. Met the thing for selectmen. Husband's a big fisherman. She's very, her eyes on the lake. I think we have a good friend in her. But our reason for being there was we presented our budget requests for the year. As usual, we tell them what we're up to and hopefully getting that stipend that the Three Lakes split, and I don't think that will be an issue, so we're hoping we should get $8,500 in the coming year. We also, once again, like we did last year, asked for some money for the dam. Last year, they did give us the $15,000 towards the dam, and we had to ask them again this year for it, not their $15,000. So we just wanted you all to know that we're trying to get more money for the dam project. Still got to go through the Board of Finance and other things, but we're hopeful.
Great.
So, I just have a question on that. The money that they gave us last year, so they just have that set aside for us still?
Yeah, because that's under capital improvement, so that's just sitting there waiting for us.
Okay.
The thing we get every year, that's paid towards us based on expenses we incurred that year.
I wasn't sure if we didn't use it that it would go away. So, but no, it's no. Okay. It's good. Thank you.
Okay. Any other business? Alright, so how about old business? Kathy, you want to go over the treasurer position?
Yeah, I didn't know if we wanted to go into executive session for that, maybe do that last, so that, it could just be the board members and everybody else can kind of leave at that point, or what's everyone's thoughts on that matter?
I
think that's the way to go.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so we're going to put the table out and go leave it. Next topic is property encroachment. I don't even know what to say. I did get a letter, I don't know if I forwarded to all of you, from the people next door that did have a survey requesting that the association pay for their $2,500 survey. And I responded back, and he was very good about it. He said, it was worth a shot, but I understand. So that part is done. The last way I left it with you guys at the last meeting was our attorneys recommended that we go down there with the police and take everything off and we kind of, I think, collectively decided that wasn't such a good idea at the January meeting. I don't know, does anybody have any more thoughts on it? I mean, I still have the attorney, I still check with him, and he still doesn't get any response from the other attorney, but we don't really know if their survey has come through yet because it takes a really long time. So how do you guys feel about this whole mess?
I would say let's sleep on it for a little bit. Let it go.
I kind of, I hate to just keep pushing things along, but I think we have to, right?
Yes.
I kind of agree.
He's not here this time of year, so at the very least, I have to wait till he gets here.
Right.
He'll be here mid-May.
So we're just going to put that on the back burner still. Hopefully a survey will come through, and then we can really delve into it. But for now, we'll revisit that in a couple months, okay?
Sounds good.
Great. All right. Voter registration guidelines, Kathy?
Yeah, I just had that on there because I thought we would talk about it, but we kind of did it through the email where everybody looked at what I had written and agreed it was good to add to the bylaws. I sent it to Lisa Hober, and she put it in the bylaw changes, which she then emailed to everybody. So that's kind of that.
Okay. Spring packet, I did talk to Carrie Eckhart, and she cannot do help us this year. I asked her for the template, and it was the same thing Jason, you sent me. It was just last year's newsletter, basically. So that brings us to who's going to do it. should I put an email blast out asking somebody with some technical savvy to help us out with that? Because I know I don't have. Yes, Evelyn.
What about Nicole?
I say you're an e-newsletter person, maybe yeah. Start there before an email blast.
Good idea. Yeah. I don't know her. Who knows her?
Evelyn.
Oh, do you want to or give me her information and I'll... I get mixed up.
Luminous Spark is Nicole.
Okay.
But you can reach her. Her email is newsletter at LightTradersTT. She now has
that.
I probably have her phone number if you want it.
Let me start with email and see what happens. And if I need the phone number, I'll get it from you, okay?
Okay.
Let me just put this on my list of things to do.
Sandy, I can do it if you want.
You have time?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm still sitting on boxes here, so.
Okay.
I have no time. Yeah.
In the meantime, should we have a deadline for people to get whatever they're going to write in? Because I know they used to want it from us by the end of March, middle of March.
So I was going to bring up next, how about March 13th for a deadline?
Okay.
That sounds fair.
Quick.
Yeah. No,
when does it have to go out by?
Our next meeting is the 21st, so why not just make it the 21st? So that way it's just one date we have to remember.
That's okay.
Can we do it? I don't remember either. Was it the same Garamond, you know, size 10, just like it is for the newsletter? Like, they want everything you have
to, so she doesn't have to re-edit and change all the fonts and sizes.
Okay.
Okay, so the deadline would be the 21st, same font.
And we can send it to Nicole, right? What was that email address of?
Well, let's make sure she says it.
Oh, send it to
I'll call her tomorrow.
Okay.
Don't bombard her yet.
People can tell this stuff your email box.
I sign up for you. Just make sure you tell her to look. Well, she knows what the newsletter looks like because she lives here. But you know, tell her that the old one is on the website. She can take a look at, so she knows what she's.
I'll have her look at it, and then let me know if she's interested. It does not come with a stipend.
No,
that's just strictly volunteer thing. So.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'll talk to her.
Okay, thank you. Are you going to do the postcard, Jason?
Yes, I'll do the postcard.
Okay. And then I think in the past, Marty Bernardi said that she would help if need be. Is that right, Kathy?
Yeah, she had said that she would help me out with some secretarial stuff if I needed to. So, you know, yeah, she could be considered, you know, if Nicole falls through.
Well, even if Nicole doesn't and says she will, we... You know, if she wants, we might be able to get her a helper. But I don't know how two people would really be able to do it.
It's too hard with two people.
Yeah, I think you're right. But, yeah, if Nicole can't do it, then I guess we'll ask her next.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay. Any other questions on the spring packet?
Nope.
And we're getting good at this, guys.
Yeah.
It'll be long.
First aid kits for the pavilion, Evelyn, you said you were going to speak with,
I did. Actually, Nicole is now a volunteer fireman for our firehouse down here at the lake. So she is going to get me, so that firehouse is now open if you want to try and get cheaper homeowners insurance.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
How many members do they have?
I don't know. I'm not sure, but I do know it's open and functioning.
Oh, great.
And both Nicole and her fiancé are volunteers. Nicole just took all the testing and whatever and passed. But she was going to get me a list and go down to the pavilion with me to see what we need.
Evelyn, did they look behind you and she just put, like, pieces of trunk along her walkway?
Yes.
Well, yeah. Okay, they're nice. Yeah.
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 Yeah, they're young, they're nice, they have lots of energy.
Is that over the orange house?
No. Do you know where Harmon was on the corner?
Yeah, yeah.
The next one over, it's blue.
Yeah, I've been walking down there a lot lately.
We should put that in the spring packet, that the firehouse is open, so that everyone knows.
Yeah.
heavily.
I could do a little article on that.
I'll do that in my president's message.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right, good.
Who was asking about the firehouse?
No, Kathy said that we should put that in a newsletter.
Is this still
thought I heard another question, but...
What does that mean, technically? That somebody's there, or is it just that they're on call?
It's just like our other fire departments. They're on call. But they were not considered functioning for a while.
Hmm?
Now they are. They have the equipment they need and makes them closer to us.
That's good news.
Yeah, it's really good news.
So last time I went to try and price out my homeowner's insurance, I was told that the nearest firehouse was 10 miles away.
I remember having a fight with my sister.
Yeah, and I'm like, they said they're not going to have access to water. Across the street from the lady.
It's the same fight. Oh, speaking of that, I'm sorry. You guys just brought something. So this is probably for you and I to work on, but you know the dry hydrant at Second Beach?
Yeah.
Yes.
That, we need to contact the fire chief, and I got his name, I can do it, to clean that out. It hasn't been cleaned out in a few years, and it gets all, you know, gunked up with frogs and things, and so if it needs to be used, we need to have it cleaned out.
Okay.
I'll do that.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah.
Kathy kind of brought this up, but... With you saying that, Cindy, that is something that would be a good Google Docs somewhere that says, like, every year, call fire department to clean out dry hydrant. Every year, check fire detention basins for clean out. Every, you know, having some sort of schedule that each board, because the board changes all the time, having a schedule that the board can go to somewhere that shows what's a list of things that needs to be done.
Thank you.
Yes.
Semi-regular basis.
The whole thing that Kathy's been putting together all year, we could just incorporate into that, right?
I could incorporate it into the job descriptions, and it could be, or it could just be a separate list, too. But,
yeah,
absolutely.
Just something for us to think about. We don't need to talk about it now.
Absolutely.
So.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, it's definitely a good idea. Okay, so first aid trick. We didn't put this on the, but it is old business, the promotional merchandise.
Oh, yep.
So the two ladies that are willing to do it are still waiting to know what they have for a budget.
The latest monthly balance report, it is updated correctly. They have $5,700.
Okay, I wanted to ask you if that was the right amount.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I looked into using Square. So what do you guys think about this? Square is, anybody can use it by signing into the Square app. It doesn't cost anything for the first square. It costs 2.6% of every transaction plus 10 cents. So, and then it's like if Angela wanted one and one of the ladies, Christine, or one of the ladies from the promotional wanted one, you know, the first one was free. We'd pay $10 for the second one. It's pretty inexpensive. But you kind of think that's a good thing to have, right, Angela?
It needs to be listed under a certain person's name that's responsible for it, or can it be listed?
Well, it would be linked. It's linked to a bank account, obviously. So it would be linked. Like I have mine under Optical Consultants, so we could put Pola, I think.
Okay.
And then it would be linked to the Pola bank account.
Oh, no.
No.
You don't want to do that if you're gonna. You need to open a separate bank account. There's too much money sitting in those accounts to
Okay, well, we could do that.
Around.
Yeah.
We could do that. We could open an extra account.
Right, we can put a couple of $1,000 in there so it'll cover it. But the,
there's nothing to cover. This is money going in, not money coming out.
No, but yes, money can get taken out. That's the risk.
No, I understand what he's saying, but we don't need to feed it.
Well, you're going to have to pay Square for the service fee costs. they're gonna basically look at the transactions in the month, and then they're gonna basically charge your bank accounts.
So $0.50
Right. +$0.10
We may have to keep the money in there just so there's not a monthly fee from the bank or something.
Yes.
A smaller.
So is that something that we should do?
I think it's a good idea.
I definitely think it's worth exploring. I think less and less people carry cash than write checks. So I think in terms of events, I think in terms of donations, I think I don't think it's a bad idea.
The only downside to that is, Angela, people come down to the pavilion for bands and things like that, and they say, I don't have any cash on me. Well, that must mean they don't have their credit card either.
Yeah, but if you have your phone,
Don't you have to swipe a credit card through that cube?
You can put it in there, you
know. Oh, is it? Yeah, it is. Alright.
And can we consider passing along the cost of using this to the consumer? Do you know what I mean? Like say to them, you know, whoever wants, if they don't have cash, then it's going to cost you, I don't know, just we can come up with an average cost that we think might be
It's easier just to raise the price of everything by like 10 cents or 20 cents.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. If the merchandise is $10, you know, for a pack, they should make it 11 or 12 or whatever.
Right.
That's the easiest way.
It's easy to build a cost in.
Mm-hmm. And what was the percentage on Venmo? Like, what is it Square? Because I know we looked at Venmo too. So was more than 2.6.
Square was 2.6. I don't remember Venmo.
Okay.
How Square is?
Venmo's
changing their tax rules, so that is something that we would want to look at too. Again, I just don't know the difference between the two when we're thinking about the cost. Again, we could probably just kind of compare some different.
If you did Venmo, how would you? You would just set Pola up as a person?
Right.
And that felt, I don't know. I think a lot of people don't have Venmo from what I've seen.
It's a froze.
Yeah.
I don't know. If somebody wants to look into Venmo, that's fine, but I'm okay with Square.
I think Square makes more sense because you can get started or whatnot. You have to have a Venmo account to use Venmo.
Right.
Okay.
So you're saying they don't have to have a credit card to use Square. You can just manually punch something in?
Well, you have to have a credit card.
Okay.
But you can punch it in,
That's why Venmo is easier, because you don't have to have anything on you, except for your phone, which everybody has on them all the time.
But you have to have a Venmo account.
Right.
Every person would have to have a Venmo account.
Every person, you know. And from my experience with my friends, a lot of them won't use Venmo. They just feel it's too unsafe. A lot. So,
okay.
You know, Square is just like running your credit card through a terminal at, you know, Macy's.
Yeah. Well, plus, once you run the credit card through, they'll either accept or decline it. So we don't have a credit risk.
Right.
We will not take the credit risk. So if the transaction is declined, then we just won't
right.
do business with them.
I think it's something we should pursue.
Does anybody not want to do that? Not think we should do that? Let's do it that way.
I don't know anything about it, so I'm not saying.
I do think going back to Dave's point, someone doesn't have their wallet with cash, someone might not have their card, and I don't know too many people that have their credit card number memorized to punch in. So I think that's, I think we need to look at the fees and just kind of see. I don't know.
But then again, saying I have no cash is a good excuse, so I don't want to participate in the 50-50 or whatever.
And you may say you don't have any cash, but it's really that you just don't have your wallet with you.
Correct. Yeah. Right.
Right. So having Square may not solve our problems.
Right.
No,
it's worth looking into, though.
It's worth looking just because there's less cash hanging around, sitting around. It's all taken care of. You don't have to worry about someone loses a box, not that it's ever happened, but, you know, it's less tracking of cash sitting around, which is nice.
Is this for the store? Is this for the store?
Sorry, what?
Is this for the store?
Yeah, the girls would use it too for, you know, stuff that Angela does and Evelyn does that requires payment. They could use it too.
The raffles? Right? Yeah, the raffles.
I've never heard of it.
I was using that for an example just because people say they don't have any cash on them.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't use that for 50-50.
No. It's really for merchandising, but I thought there was some things you guys did that...
Well, yeah. It's a silent auction. If someone wanted to pay for the silent auction with it, they could pay for their thing.
This is a square.
Yeah.
A
good example would be for ladies, or you know, it's X $15 a person, whatever. They can just swipe it and pay that way.
Yeah, right. That would be so much easier.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not talking about a big investment here. If it doesn't work, we could try it for a season, and what's the worst that can happen? We just cancel our account.
So what do you need, Cindy? You need a motion to do something like that? I mean, I'll make a motion to pursue the square or get an account, however you want to say it.
We don't need a motion. We can just agree on it, right? Just do it.
Yeah, I don't think we need a motion, but I just want to make sure nobody's being opposed to it, you know? All right, so let's try it. I'm going to tell the girls we can try that. The promotional material people. anything else for new business, guys?
I have two things.
Okay.
Real tiny... some ideas for cost savings, but one probably isn't worth it. But I just got the bill for the post office box, and we're paying for the largest one they have, which we really have never really needed. We don't get that much. We don't get packages.
Oh.
If you do, you can pick it up at the counter. They just put a thing in the box. The problem is going to a smaller box only saves us about $150 a year, which is like $150, but it means all our correspondence has to change post office box number. Is it worthwhile just staying, which I think is probably just worthwhile staying what we are for the trouble. Everyone agree?
Yes.
Yep.
The other thing, and only because this came up with Evelyn talking about security cameras and it just popped into my head during the meeting, we're paying over $2,000 a year for the Xfinity service at the pavilion. Something to think about, do we really get $2,000 worth out of it?
Mm-hmm.
I know we've had a couple occasions that we've looked at the security cameras, but those are going to the internet, which is why we have the Xfinity. I don't think we've ever really, except for maybe one thing when someone backs into a light pole or something, gotten anything substantive out of the cameras. Do we want to save $2,000 and perhaps not have the Wi-Fi and that down there, or go to some lower service or something? But it's over $2,000 a year.
When we instituted the internet access down here for members, was that done just because we were putting in the cameras, or was that done because we had people requesting internet service at the pavilion that don't have it at their cottage? I don't remember. I remember the debate.
Yeah. It was actually the reverse. We got internet service, and we didn't give the members access because people were afraid kids were going to look up internet porn on it at the pavilion. So it wasn't internet access, but we didn't give it to the members. It was just really for the security in the system. And then eventually, after some years, it was just like, oh, everyone's on the internet everywhere now. Just do it and let people have it because it's a... but again, now it's over $2,000. It's $176 a month.
So I might look at our plan, because if we have meetings down there, if we're using it for that, I know I use it to stream the movies when we do movie night, which it's not worth $2,000 for two movies. But I don't know besides
the meetings that are there to use it for that. Like, I don't know if there's like a cheaper plan rather than not having it at all.
I mean, maybe I can look at that to see if there's any different plan that we need. So that's something I can look into. I just called Comcast about our internet here at the house, and just by calling them, they lowered the pay, they gave me $1 credit,
right,
and lowered the bill by like $40. So I can look into that. Oh, the other thing on it is, I'm going to call them. I called them this weekend, but they're closed on the weekend. That Comcast account is still under Gail Gajorczyk, Gail Myers' name.
Wow.
And it maybe has to be under a person's name, but it shouldn't be under Gail's at this point.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if there's an option to put it under, like, G-O-L-A.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good luck.
But if they don't, whose name should it go under?
Well, that's the problem, because it's going to change every year.
And I would explain that to them. I'll say, hey, this changes every year.
But I think it might make a difference being under a personal account versus a business account.
Yeah, it is a business account. It's not a personal account. So
yeah.
It is under a business account. So I'll get some options, but just letting you know that's something to think about. We don't have to change it right now.
I do know sometimes DJ or a band member might use the internet. Not that it's all that often.
Well, I know I've seen several people throughout the summer sitting down there using the internet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, an amenity we go through, we can just try to lower the bill a little.
That would be nice, yeah.
Being down there at Forest Beach quite a bit, you'd be surprised at how many people go down there and pay their bills and do what they got to do, because they do not have internet at their cottages. A lot of them are the older folks. There's been a few, quite a bit of people that use it, actually. So,
I'm not necessarily trying to get rid of it. I just want to bring it to your attention.
Yeah.
You know, it price creeps up. It wasn't that much before. It's just creeped up, and it just went up this month from last month. You know, so that's what
we think about. I would almost think if we were thinking about doing that, that would be something we should bring back to the membership meeting and let people vote on it, because I can tell you that's going to raise a bunch of air.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things just to tell them, just so you know, this costs.
That's what I mean, yeah.
$100,000 a year. If you want us, it's part of your taxes. If you want it, that will continue.
That's my point. I don't think we should make that decision.
Yeah, I agree. That's right. That's smart.
I don't think it's too much to get rid of it. I think we're just going to see if we can lower the cost.
Yeah.
All right. No, but I'm saying if we wanted to ever bring it to the association, they should make the decision, not us.
This is kind of something different. We were talking about the post office box. Is the drop box going to your house, Jason?
No. There isn't a drop box anymore.
It's still on the internet.
Where?
It's still on our page. I'll send you. I took a screenshot today.
Okay. I'll make sure Mike gets through that.
Yeah. It says pull a walk up drop box.
Yeah, I did see that somewhere.
I'll send it to you.
So, Jason, he said you had a couple things. Was that it?
That was it. Yeah, the mailbox and the
screen. And the internet. Okay. Is there any other new business? Okay, so why don't we thank the public for coming and get a motion to move into executive session?
I'll make that motion.
And we need a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Ed.
Nice meeting you all. Bye.
Thank you. So, Kathy, do we have to now log out and do another Zoom, or
no?
You can tell us.
Oh wait, let me put the recording on hold first before I forget.
Executive session.
And I'm going to get out of executive session.
Second.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Take care.
See you next month.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.